All right. First of all, I never saw Mina cry like that, so kudos, Pastor Sam. I just want to say that Pastor Sam, he just has a really special way of ministering to all of us and really bringing out our own personal strengths, and I'd like to share a story. Pastor Sam, actually, I joined his small group when I first came to Korea about almost 2 years now, and just as Megan was sharing, he really he embraced me when I never really experienced that side of God before. And I remember there was this period where I was fasting, and Pastor Sam, he's so encouraging. You guys are all talking about how encouraging he is. We would eat, they would just be eating this like amazing food. I was fasting dinner for a while, and you know, Pastor Sam, being the loving pastor he was, he'd sit right in front of me, and he'd deliciously eat whatever we were eating, whatever taco or hamburger or fried chicken, and tell me that he was just giving me strength. And he's like, "Sister, I'm blessing you right now." And I'm like, "You're a jerk, but I love you." But in reality, he really did bless me a lot in ways that I never expected. Pastor Sam, his messages, in the beginning, I didn't understand what he was saying a lot. Not that they were so philosophical, but I didn't literally understand what he was saying. But as I was growing the Holy Spirit, I began to get interpretation of tongues. And slowly I was like, oh, I get it. And his messages started to become more and more just direct and personal to me. And not just, you know, good messages, but Pastor Sam on another level. I think one of my favorite ways that he ministers is his hugs. And he gives the best hugs, and I could have like the worst day, and just whenever I came to small group, usually I had the worst day. And like Tracy, you know, I understand, girl, we'd be teaching these brats, and I mean, God loves them, they're his children, but they're evil. And I just come home from a long day of work, and so many times I didn't want to go to small group. Like, I have to confess, I really didn't want to go, and it would take a couple phone calls from Pastor Sam asking me when I was coming, and I'm going to be late. I'll be there soon. And I was late to every small group. But every time I came, as soon as I entered, he'd like get up like all slow, and he'd like, you know, walk towards me with his arms open, and I'd be like, yay. And I'd just run in them, and I'd, you know, just get this huge hug. And, you know, it's not just getting a hug from Pastor Sam, but it just reminded me, you know, God has that love for us also. And so many times I kind of feared God, or I didn't even care about God at all. And I didn't think he had this sort of personal love for me. But, you know, through Pastor Sam as my leader, you know, for these past 2 years, you know, God really used him to show me that God, that he is personal. And that he is waiting for me to just run into his arms. And sometimes it's not about the words that needs to be said, but it's just the act of love that, you know, Pastor Sam has shown us that really, really touched my heart. And just as Mina shared earlier, the whole getting a chance to become a leader, Pastor Sam did the same in my life. I shared my testimony before, and I've been judged my whole life. I've always been judged. And I've always had girls who talk smack about me, always. And I always had people who would be nice to my face, but always had stories to tell one another. And when I, even in church, especially in church, actually, and when I came to JSCM, Pastor Sam's just, I never felt judgment from him. I always felt such amazing acceptance and warmth. And I can't look at you right now, because if I do, I'm going to cry. So I'm going to stay here. So Pastor Sam, I love you. No, I really love you. My radical change in Korea has so much to do with you. I can't separate it. And the anointing flows from the head down. And I believe God truly anointed you during this time in my life. And I love you, and I'm really going to miss you, but I know this is a happy goodbye, because I'm really excited to hear what God's going to do in Chicago, and you're going to come back to marry me, so yay! I love you, Pastor Sam.